Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. The beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen. I am your host, and I'm really happy to be back on the air after our Thanksgiving Gobble Gobble Fest last weekend. So let's bring on our wonderful and beautiful and talented co-host, Celtic Cammie. Cammie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hi. You know, I saw the movie Frozen today, but I don't think you have to go to the theater to see how frozen you guys are in Calgary, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I have 3 feet of snow on my deck, and I asked my landlady, what do I do with it? And she said, wait for a Chinook, and our Chinooks are warming winds, so I'm waiting for that Chinook, because I don't know what to do with all this snow.
How about a flamethrower?
Unfortunately, I've tried everything, and it just makes ice, so
That's true. I forgot about that from my Pittsburgh days. But you know what, Cammie? I want to announce our holiday New Year's special. Mm-hmm. What we're doing here at the Network of Christian Psychics, we are so excited about the new energy cycle and so excited for the new year that we are offering a special for our private readings. When a client buys 10 minutes, they'll get an additional 5 minutes free. So they'll be really getting 15 minutes for a price of 10 minutes. So when you call us and you want to, and you purchase 10 minutes of a reading, we will give you 5 minutes additional for free. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a limited time offer only. And we're going to probably have it going through maybe the new year, maybe longer. It depends on how the response is. And we're both really excited about it because we just can't wait to read for the new Christmas time and the new year for all our clients. So, are you ready to get started?
Yes, I am.
All right. Our first caller today is from 207-838. 207, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
Oh, we got some weather up there too, huh?
Yes, we've got some weather coming.
Uh-oh. What is your name?
My name is Rolina.
Rolina. Okay, what question do you have for us tonight, Rolina?
Well, it's a relationship question. I don't have anyone in my life. I was just curious about any kind of relationship.
Are you sure you don't have anybody in your life? Like, is there some – I'm getting the first impression I had – and Cammie, see if you pick up on it. Is there somebody there that she's not noticing? That's the first thing I got.
There was someone in my life a year and a half ago.
No. Do you have dark hair? I'm seeing someone with dark hair. I don't know if it's past. What do you think, Cammie?
I'm seeing dark hair, dark eyes, average height, a little on a stocky build, and I'm seeing March, April.
I can see that. Because I just see somebody with dark hair. Cammie picks up more physical stuff than I do. I'm surprised she didn't tell you how much he weighed. She's really good at this.
I'll tell you what sort of
really
old he's got. He's under 6 foot. He's about 5'11", I would say.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
I have a friend. I've got a couple of friends, but I don't think of them any other way. I have a friend named John. My other friend is named Robert. He goes by Bob.
No.
No, I'm seeing an L.
An L?
Yeah.
Like a Leo or something, yeah. L.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? You're not going to believe it. I just got the birth sign Libra.
Yeah, well, I see the L. That's what I'm seeing.
Wow. This is going to be really fascinating. You're going to have to call us back and let us know what happened because a lot of times we see things and we want to know how it comes to pass because that's what I'm seeing. So it looks like, it looks like it's going to be around, I definitely agree with the March, April, but I'm leaning more towards April.
Okay. It could be someone new coming in?
Yes.
Yes, it's new. They're new. Completely new.
Okay, they're new.
I just saw him so clearly, I thought he was already there. That's how clearly
I see an L. I see an L for sure.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great
call.
And you too. And call us back and let us know.
I will. I'll do that. All right, thank you.
Please. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, sometimes they're so clear, I'm surprised she's not standing like there right in front of her.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty clear.
It was very clear. Are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oops, excuse me. Our next call is 856-776-856. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Laura, how are you? I remember you. You've called us before a few times.
Yeah, well, I had a phone interview last Friday, about a week ago, and then with one company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an in-person interview scheduled for tomorrow with another company. And I was wondering if you're getting anything on whether or not I get either one of those jobs.
Let's see here. Phone or Cammy, what do you think?
Third interview, we'll get it. This coming a third interview.
But which company? Because the phone was a different company, and tomorrow is.
How many interviews have you had?
I've only had one phone interview with one company, and then tomorrow is my first interview with a different company.
No, you're going to have a third interview. You're going to get called for a third interview with someone else, and that is going to be the job you will get.
Oh. I didn't know there was
either it's this one you're going tomorrow that you'll get a second interview, which makes it your third interview, but I definitely see the number three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you think it'll be the job that I go for the interview tomorrow in person?
All I know is it's your third interview, and you will be notified just after Christmas.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Laura. Well, you know what? I remember her before, and I know that we were seeing jobs for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to apologize in advance. I'm getting over bronchitis, and if I start really coughing, please forgive me because it's nighttime. It seems to come on again, even though I haven't coughed all darn day. All right. Let's see. Our next caller is from the 303 area code, 313-515. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Allison. I'm calling from Colorado. I'm sorry, Arizona.
Arizona? Oh, you didn't know where you were calling from. That's not a good thing. What can we do for you, Elsa? Sorry.
I used to live in Colorado.
All this cold medicine gets me a little slap happy sometimes. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm looking for better financial, financial growth, improvement, and, better work opportunity, career advancement. Looking to make a relocation.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, everything, pretty much across the board. Not having any luck.
No, oh, I'm sorry. I'm concentrating here. Give me a second.
Okay.
Were you supposed to relocate to Colorado?
I'm sorry?
Were you supposed to go to Colorado at one time?
No, I left there. Oh, I left there, and I won't be going back. I mean, not to live. I mean, I don't belong there. I'm really, really good fit in Arizona. This is where I want to be, love to be, need to be. I feel really finally like I found my match. So there's no reason I'm going to leave the state. I just want to stay, I want to stay within the state and just move to a bigger town than where I live now. No, Colorado was definitely behind me for good, aside from a visit. Yeah.
Right.
But never, I will never live there again. That's just not, it's just not for me. It's not a bad place, just not for me.
Cammie, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I see a D.
A D?
I don't know what it means. A town with a D.
No, that's not where I'm going. The town where I'm looking to go does not, D as in dog?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm seeing a D. That's all I'm being shown is this very large D.
Well, sorry, that's the town, because I already have the town. I already have the town selected. But I need to have the work before I can make the move. And the town
maybe
does
it's
not
the work, the company, but there's a
Well, whatever. What can I say? I'm not going to go through the phone book looking up every...
Well, I just get shown the D. You asked, and I get shown
Elsa, are you
D.
still there? Oh, gosh, we lost her. Shoot. You know, Blog Talk Radio and their technical issues, I couldn't even get on this morning or this afternoon when I tried to get on. I'm like, Cammie, are you there? I lost you.
Yeah.
She'll call back.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? Well, I hope she calls back. Also, we're really sorry. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, this happens a lot. Just wonderful technical things that, you know, I always like technology, especially when it works. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, also remember we're having our holiday special, 10 by 10 minutes, and we read for you for 10 minutes, and then you get a 5 minutes free. We are found on a network of Christian psychics, and my phone number is 407-463-5462. Cammie, do you want to give them yours?
Mine is 403-455-3892. And they don't need to call me. I'll call them back. As long as I see their number on my phone, I'll return their call. So it's not long distance for them.
I know, Calgary, you're kind of crossing the international line there.
Mm-hmm.
So also remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of clients that we read for, and 99% of the time when you call us, we're on the other line doing a reading. So please leave us a message and make sure we can return your call. I can't tell you how many times I've called people back where their phone numbers aren't going through or their mailboxes aren't set up. So if you want to talk to us, you know, please leave us a message so we can get back to you. Are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, our next call is 678-822-678. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Your name, please.
It's Kim.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. What part of Florida?
Orlando.
Cool. Don't you just love our weather we're having down here, 82 degrees?
It's too warm. I want it to be colder.
Thank you, Kim. Nobody believes, but don't get any. You won't get any sympathy from Cammie. She's from Calgary, and one of my friends went to Minot, North Dakota, to work for our company up there, and it's negative 40 before the wind chill. So,
we had negative 30 on Friday Celsius, negative 30 Celsius. Before the wind chill, it made it about minus 40 to 50.
See, I wanted to be like in the 50s, so I can wear my hoodie.
Thank you.
I'm getting really tired of my hoodies.
What's your question tonight for us, Kim? I know, right?
Well, my question is about romance. I'm currently in a relationship, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up about him. And his name is Rick.
Rick, okay.
Yeah.
This is we're making our thinking noises. Hang on. She goes,
He's a bit flighty. He's not very reliable. That's the first thing I pick up on him.
Okay.
I picked up that, well,
you could do, I mean, it's mediocre. I think in some ways you want more.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways I think you're settling. I'm not telling
no,
you to dump him.
He's definitely not reliable.
No. I'm not telling, we're not telling you to dump him and run, but I just don't think he's the one.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, he may mature and grow, but I don't think he sees whatever he does as wrong or not proper, so he
mm-hmm.
has no idea why he should change any of it.
Okay.
I just think that you should be on the lookout. I mean, you've only dated him for a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, it's early to tell. I mean, I hate to give people not a chance. It's very rare that I get a really bad feeling where I say I definitely would think about dumping him. I don't get that I don't get that with him. I just think it's so new in the relationship. I don't know if he's really, really what you want for the long run.
Okay.
And the one thing Cammie and I always pride ourselves on is that we tell you what we read, not what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just so you know, we just don't do that because that's not why you call us.
Mm-hmm.
But it does hurt us not to give you good news, but we just don't feel it. But it doesn't mean that he's not, you know, a nice person or a good person. I don't feel he's good for you.
Yeah, the only thing I get is not reliable. There's a pattern of that.
Yeah,
okay.
He sort of wants to go his own way, do his own thing, which is nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with it. But when you're in a relationship with somebody else, you kind of have to give and take, and I don't believe that's in his vocabulary right now.
Okay.
Do you go to UCF?
Yeah.
Okay, I picked that up. I was like, yeah, fill UCF.
Well, I'm supposed to be starting there in January.
Okay. For all of you who don't know, UCF is the University of Central Florida Knights.
So you see that as a good thing though for school.
UCF, yeah. I do. It has I'm not sure what you're going into, but I think it has a really good range of what you're looking for.
Okay.
I feel a comfortable fit there. But, you know, you just start school. I think that once you start getting out more and meeting your classes and doing more, you're kind of going to see that he's not really your one and only forever. And you'll move on. And it'll be a good change because you're coming up on a lot of really good, really rapid personal changes in general, whereas energy cycles, money cycles, all that's going to be swirling around.
Okay.
So you're going to have more than just the guy thing going on.
Good. That's funny how you picked up on the education part, because I wasn't even asking about that.
No. Well, that's why, you know, I picked up on it. You know, sometimes things come to us like brilliantly.
I've actually been concerned of whether or not I would have the money to take my class in January. So I've been hoping that it would go through and I'd be able to actually go due to finances.
It should, but if it doesn't, I see you starting the next semester. In any way,
okay.
It's going to go through. I'm not sure about January 100%. I was thinking more of the spring
mm-hmm.
semester than the winter semester. I know you finished those just the fall. How many quarters do you have? You have four quarters?
So it would be because I'm looking into doing the spring 2014 program from January to May.
But why am I feel what's going on in March then? Because, well, we'll see what happens. Because you know I was thinking of the same kind of quarters we had when I was going to Ohio State that we had when the spring quarter started in March. So I picked up on that, but. Whatever you do, you're going to be very successful going to school and stuff. It'll come through. Because a lot of them, they want the people in there, and they're going to work their hardest to get you through your financing. So.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your perspective on things. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. And
you're
call
welcome.
Us back and let us know how things are going.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Wow. That was great. UCF. I'm like, hey, UCF? I was thinking, whoa. excuse me. Are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
The cough has to go away.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm eating these cough things while I'm working.
See, that's what happens when you eat and talk at the same time.
No, there's a cough drops.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had
horrible.
I know, right? For 2 weeks, my everything tasted like cough syrup or cough drops
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
let's go on to our next caller. Our next caller is 917-982-917. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anna from New York.
Anna from New York?
Yes.
Okay, Anna. What can we help you with tonight?
I have two job proposals from one company. I wanted to know which one you can be getting.
Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, hold on.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it interferes with readings.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Did you get my question?
You had something about two companies?
Yeah, that's all I heard.
Two proposals from one company.
Okay.
I wanted to know which one you see me getting and I guess when I'll be starting.
I was getting the second one.
I was getting the second one starting January.
Okay.
Sometime in January. But it's the second one.
The one that I got after.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
Because
yeah.
I started off with one position and then out the blue, another recruiter
mm-hmm.
contacted me last week. So, you know, I was just wondering which one would work for me better.
Second
yeah,
one.
It's the second one, and it starts January.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're very
Anna.
Welcome.
Have a great holiday season.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I can't believe the holidays are coming up. I mean, we had gotten
yeah.
to Thanksgiving barely, and here
mm-hmm.
we are almost at Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and serve supper to the people on Christmas. To
oh.
the, you know, the homeless people type of thing. Yeah, a group of friends
wow.
and myself are going to go do that.
Mm-hmm. We were going to go to the children's hospital and help pass out toys.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
We're going to try
yeah.
to do that. This year we had to get waiting for the call back, which is kind of cool. That's what we like to do this year. We got to see if we can get it done this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yeah.
always good to
no, a group of us
kind of help
decided
people.
We're going to do that, so it's good.
No, that's awesome. That's really good. That's really good. Okay, you ready for our next call for the night? Our
mm-hmm.
next call of the our next call of the night is 562-912-562. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Yvonne, calling from Long Beach, California.
Oh, hello, Yvonne. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm calling about love, and I want to see what you guys see.
Calling about what, sweetheart?
Love. A love. Like
love, two. Love. I thought you said something
yeah.
about a name. I'm like, what, love? Okay. Well, the one thing I picked up, besides this bronchitis for me, is I think it's going to be a little bare for a while because I'm just feeling a lot of pain and baggage from your last relationship or your
mm-hmm.
last couple relationships because it's, well, the opinions or the angels' opinions are that you just jump in way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get it. It's just that I think you need to get more time to know someone. And you don't. And forgive me for being abrupt, but it's sort of like you meet someone and you're ready to plan the wedding. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. I get romance, and I get it, and I can feel how lonely you are. But to change that and to get you the relationship that you deserve and that you need to have, I would ask you to please kind of date the person for at least 4 to 6 months before you even contemplate anything, a further step. Really, really build a foundation and a background. And I know that sometimes people can be really, well, they reek as far as relationships go, but just because these guys did one thing to you doesn't mean every guy is like that. You need to give them a chance and realize that the person in front of you, sometimes we go after the same type of, we have a type, we all do, we all have a certain type, but you need to make sure that the qualities that you don't want aren't there, or I don't know how to put this. That, for example, you're independent enough to be on your own and be with somebody else. And if a guy blows you off constantly, then that means they're not interested and you should cut your losses and say bye instead of putting up with it to the point they don't call you at all. Cammie, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel she needs time between her relationships. I know she's been through quite a tough one. Well, not only one, but I feel she's had disappointments in relationships. And she needs to let all of that go before she'll be happy in a good relationship. And a good relationship is not around the corner. It's only next year.
Well, on the bright side, next year is kind of around the corner when you think about it. We have less than a month to go,
February, March.
Mhm. Yeah.
And I'm not talking Valentine's Day. I'm talking after Valentine's Day.
Like around the 20th, 21st ish.
Somewhere around there, yeah. Towards the last week of February, towards March.
But don't get downhearted about that. The time that you're having now is a time you can work on building yourself up and finding out exactly what you want and what you don't want. And you don't settle.
Okay.
The difference between about accepting someone's bad habits and settling. Like my husband cannot find the dishwasher. He leaves all his dishes neatly on top of the counter over the dishwasher. That's a habit. It's not like I'm settling for someone who comes home whenever they want just because they're there type of thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a big difference between habits and settling. And you should use this time to really rebuild and refine and get what you want, but more importantly, what you deserve.
Okay. Well, can I ask one more quick question?
Yes, see how much.
Yes.
If it's very quick, yeah, because unfortunately we have to scale back some time because we have a lot of callers. We want to get to everybody, but go ahead.
Okay. Do you see me getting SSI disability?
Oh, wow.
Do we see you getting disability? Is that
what she means. Yeah, that's through SSI here in the government. It's kind of iffy. You're going to be denied at least 3 times, but that's really what they do. I'm not seeing anything one way or the other definitely right now.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great holiday and New Year, and call us back if you need to, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye. We are on the air on Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays, as long as we can get on the show, because sometimes we get blocked off the show. And you can reach us at the Network of Christian Psychics, or you can call us at our individual telephone numbers. My phone number is 407-463-5462.
And mine's 403-455-3892. And I only need to see your number on call display, and then I'll call you back.
Great, great. Okay, we're going to go to our next call now. It's 719-320. 719, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Julia, and I'm calling from Florida. Out in the Kissimmee
area. Oh,
another
Florida.
Yeah.
Which area?
Kissimmee area.
Kissimmee. Wow, you and Kim are all neighbors. What can we do for you tonight, Julia?
Well, I'm in a relationship right now, but it's kind of a question mark at this point. You know, should I stay or should I go type of deal? And I've been out of the situation for a little while, and I'm actually going to be returning to it tomorrow, and I just wanted some insights just to kind of see, you know, kind of see it going, and if it's going to, you know, what do you get?
What I'm getting is that you already made up your mind, because you said something very interesting that flagged me, not only like from the angel messages, but just on an inner core basis when you said, I'm returning to it.
I'm out of state. I'm out of state because I'm with my mother, who had open heart surgery, so I'm returning to the relationship.
Yeah, but I just...
I don't feel you're happy in that relationship.
No.
Not at all. I don't see happiness. I don't see the swirls that you see when you see happiness. I see disappointment around you.
But you know what else I see? I see your mom doing a lot better. I saw like a lot of green light around her heart, which is good healing. But honestly, Julie, she's doing good, and she'll be improved. That's the first thing I got after that. But I just feel from like how you describe things, and also like the coolness I feel. I feel that you're probably going to be cutting your losses and going, because it's, I mean, at first I thought you were unhappy because of your mom, but I'm seeing some deep-rooted literal misery because of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really like to talk about it, and I understand why. I mean, a lot of times people just don't know how to talk to their friends or whatever about a relationship that they thought was great, and next thing you know, it goes downhill rapidly, which is what happened here, and there's no shame in it. It's just the sorrow is if you stay longer than you should.
Yeah.
But your mom's doing great.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave her unless she was definitely improving, and, you know.
Oh, totally.
Do you see like a, you know, for the new year, maybe a new love coming? Since this, you know.
Well, I would, but you need to get out of this relationship and heal up a little bit first.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if you're still in the same pattern, if you're still in the same mind process, it's harder for new love to come in. If you're still in the relationship where you still have that, there's tears attached to you. Because people may pick up, you know, a lot of people pick up on things, they don't realize it. But do you ever see somebody like, there's something off about that person? I'm not sure what, but it's just, I don't know. That's kind of how new love would perceive you right at this point.
So I
can tell you, the faster you shed your tears in this relationship and you get a little more what you want, the faster it'll come in. And after you'll start appearing.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes I want to you know, put effort into it, but other times I'm just, you know, I guess, like you said, I feel like I'm at the point of, you know, just moving on, which, you know, my trust has been broken, so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Like I said, the good news is that your mom is going to be doing terrific. Because I can just see, like, when I think about, when you said your mom, I saw the heart with the green light around it, which is, told you, it's healing, angel healing and stuff. So that's going to, that looks beautiful. So I'm happy to tell you that good news.
Yeah, it was a rough out there for a while, but I definitely feel like she's on the road to healing myself.
Absolutely.
Good.
But keep us posted and call us again if you need to. We're on the air 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Thank you again for taking my call and have a happy
It's our pleasure,
holiday.
Julia. You too. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You know, it seems to be a thing with relationships that people kind of settle. They figure this relationship's better than being alone.
Yeah, and I
kind of
thing.
Feel bad about that because no one deserves to be alone, but people don't deserve to be in bad relationships.
No. A lot of women do it, and it's wrong.
Oh, men do it too.
Yeah,
I've
but women do it more than
ways.
Men. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to our next call. Our next call is 617-916. 617, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Brenda, and I'm calling from Boston.
Oh, Boston? You don't park your car in Harvard Yard?
No, actually, I don't.
From Boston. Okay.
Boston.
Massachusetts.
Boston.
Boston. Yeah, the Harvard floss. Sorry, like, I can't help it. My husband used to work for an insurance company. When they call in from New England, they talked about the hardwood floors and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yeah, sometimes I have to catch myself when I thought with the New England accent.
I used to laugh because my cousin used to call us from MIT, Collect.
Oh yeah,
and and we used to hear. We have a call from Jay Taka. We're like, okay. So how are you, cousin? What can we do for you tonight?
I'm calling in regards to, I know this seems to be the relationship night.
That's fine. Yay.
Yes. It actually has been a while since I've been in a relationship. And do you see one coming for 2014?
May, June? No, it's the first thing I heard, yeah. Between May and June. They're going to be very different to what you used to, very different to you too, but there's going to be an instant attraction.
Ooh. Will there be more than one?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, but the one I'm talking about is more of a soul connection.
Wow.
It's a deep connection.
Yeah,
I feel you've not had one of those before.
That's correct. That's correct. Wow.
No, you've not had one of those before. It's a very strong connection. It's a very strong pull.
Wow. Hmm. Now, will this be someone that I would meet at work or I would meet... out and about.
Oh, gosh, please. Nobody ask me about work because people who meet at work, it's not
it's
a good
not
thing.
It's not a work romance. It's not a work thing. It's an out and about.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I always warn people about dating people that they work with. It goes badly a lot of times.
I
see something like a coffee shop or something.
Oh.
Early morning.
Oh, like one of those Wi-Fi places? Like sitting there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's early morning when she meets them. It's early morning and she's standing in line.
Wow.
I don't know where you're standing in line, but I see you standing in line and you're going to meet them.
Wow. So will it be a hello or?
She's going to bump into
you. Literally going to bump into them.
Literally.
We said at the same time. Yes, literally bump into them and start up conversation.
Wow. And this is the one with the soulmate connection.
Yes, this is a soul connection. You've never had one before. And because it's a soul connection, you're going to feel it instantly. It doesn't only work on attraction, looks like on attraction. It works on the soul level, so you will feel it. You'll absolutely feel it.
Especially when you notice the smile.
And it's through the eyes. The eyes will be the connection.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And this is between May and June.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just remember this, too. We're giving you time frames. Doesn't mean that it may not happen tomorrow. But the one thing we do caution people about is doing self-fulfilling prophecy, that if you meet somebody in February, don't discount them because, you know, things change.
Yeah,
and
right.
When we read for the moment.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we can't guarantee time. No one can.
That's true.
The other thing is there's a J.
A J.
John something.
Jason.
J.
Okay.
Or a now, Joe. Something with a J-O. That's all I know. J-O something, something, something.
Will he be younger or older than myself?
Hmm? Sorry, what did you ask?
Will he be younger or older than myself?
There's a 5-year difference. I don't know which way it goes.
Okay.
But they're showing me a 5-year difference.
It's not funny. 5 always comes up with me.
Well,
so we got a 5 months, 5 weeks, or 5
something.
Yeah,
well, that's
really
powerful.
There's a 5 difference. That's what they're showing me is 5.
Okay. Excellent. This is good. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
right.
I know it's been a long step for me.
Yes. Now, this is the soul connection. And what about the second gentleman?
I'm getting vague
on that
one.
I'm sorry, the first gentleman.
Well, the first one, I just feel it's vague. Mm-hmm. It's barely, probably won't even be worth noticing.
Yeah, it's not.
That's all, just fleeting.
Okay.
So that's what we're reading for your love life. Do us a favor and please keep us informed. Call us.
Oh, I most certainly
back.
Will.
We'd love to hear what happens. I remember sometimes Cammie and I just see something so differently. We really hope people call us back and let us know what happened because.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes
well, both of you said the same thing at the same time. You said that I will bump into them. So it you guys are on the right track.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a great holiday season.
You as well.
Keep
ladies.
Warm up
you
there.
Well. I will. Mm-hmm. I will. Many blessings to you.
And to you.
And to
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll get back to doing our readings and finding out more what's in store for our readers. So let me go find a really cool song here.
Enya.
Enya, really? Oh, you like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go get it.
Not that I get to hear it, but yeah, I like it.
I'll turn your mic on. But don't say anything while the song's playing. Okay? Deal?
No, that's okay. I can listen to it later. I'm just making a joke with you.
Ah, ha-ha. Funny.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Let me go find it here. I'm having problems finding it now. Ah, there we go. Here we go. Enya.
Where the road goes, where the days flow, only time, and who
Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. I got frozen off the website. So I'm like, oh, darn it. Well, that's not what I said, but use your imagination. I got stuck. Everything just froze on me. But thank you all for waiting for me, not hanging up, Cammie. Because everybody, I got lost everybody for like 3 seconds, and I found out you were on, but not me.
Okay.
And we, okay. So anyway, everybody, we are the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen. My co-host is Celtic Cammie. We are, we're on the air Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are running a limited special for the holiday season. It's you purchase 10 minutes of private reading time, and you get 5 minutes additional for free. My phone number is 407-463-5462.
And mine is 403-455-3892. I will call you back. I only need to see your number on the call display. Then I will return your call so you don't even have to say anything, and it's a free call.
Yeah, but with me, since I'm in the United States, please leave your name and number, because a lot of times when we get phone calls, I'm already on the phone reading for someone else. And people don't leave a message. I try to call them back, and they either don't answer or their phone won't connect. So if you want a reading, just leave us a message and know that we are 99% of the time on the other line taking care of our other callers. Okay, let's go to our next call. It's 404-441. 404, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Nicole, what can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted a general reading. I didn't really have a specific question.
Well, unfortunately, with our time constraint, we kind of need some kind of area to hone in on. Can you give us something you want?
Sure. The relationship that I'm in,
okay.
It's been a little rocky. Just want to know if you see it getting any better.
How much are you willing to be a doormat for this relationship?
Not
see what
much.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see an improvement because the guy doesn't need to. You're accepting all the crap.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm blunt, but that's kind of how I read it. Cam, what do you think?
Yeah, she needs to get out of where she is. It's not good. It's not healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, and frankly, I think you deserve a lot better.
Yeah, she does.
At least somebody that will communicate with you, not give you the, you know, the I'm the man type of thing. You should be grateful to me for me showing you, you know, for me taking you out and stuff and being with you. Yeah. That's not a relationship.
Mm-mm. He's controlling too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't feel it's healthy.
And I don't feel that...
When I look at it, it doesn't look like a relationship. It looks one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's definitely one-sided.
Yeah. But I think that when you start evaluating it and making your own decision, we give you what we feel and read from the intuition angel level, but it's really up to you to sit down and evaluate it and make your decision and how you proceed. And once you proceed, you'll be able to get new opportunities as far as love and stuff will go. But that really depends on how you handle this.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Good luck and have a great holiday.
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller. It's 856-429. 856, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rosemaria, from Jersey.
Oh, hey.
How
are you doing? I remember you.
Yes.
It has. But I think we were talking about your job last time, right?
Yeah, nothing yet.
Nothing yet. I told you. We told you that. So what's your question?
Oh,
what's going on? Yeah, I know. It's going to be a while. You know how Europeans are.
Europeans. Will you pick up or a long-term relationship, whatever you can pick up for me. It's coming up.
I'm still getting all your job confusion. Cammie, what are you getting?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things around. There's too much confusion. Things have to settle down, and they're not going to settle down until around March. It's mm-hmm. like she's on a roller coaster ride.
I know,
March,
right?
Things will settle down, and once they've settled down, then things will fall into place. You can only write one page of the book at a time, and right now you're trying to write too many pages. So you have to wait for it to settle down.
Yeah. I need to work. I need money. I can't wait anymore.
I know, but I don't know what else to tell you on that.
How about long-term relationship? Whatever you can pick up.
I'm just getting more work. I'm not getting relationship at all right now, Rosemary. I'm sorry.
No, the work has to sort itself out.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many things around you. You need to sort the work out, and then things will fall into place. Like I said, the book goes one page at a time.
Yeah, and we understand your need to work, and we understand all that. It's just that we're not seeing relationship because it's clouded over by work. Or lack of it in this case, but you haven't gotten any word on them at all? From them at all?
One of them is just that I got to advise that they just received my resume. So hopefully he goes through him or them, whoever.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and why don't you call us back in like 2 to 3 weeks? And see if maybe we can pick up something more in a relationship. But right now, it's just so confusing to me. I can't even make way through it, through the work stuff.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday season.
You too.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens. Somebody will ask us one thing, but we either can't see it or there's something more pressing that's overhanging it. And I know I've said this many times on the call, on the air, but we just won't lie to you. And we will not make things up, and we will not tell you what you want. I mean, we hope we tell you what you want to hear, and we always hope for good news and positive news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just doesn't work that. Whoops, I hit myself in the headset. It doesn't work that way. And honestly, that's not what you're really wanting to call for. And we just won't do it. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Dr. Jenny hired us, because she knows. We're just not going to do this because back in the day when I started the psychic lines, remember the psychic friends, they were good, but there were other lines that followed them that told me I had to keep people on the phone talking just
I heard that
rack
too.
Up their minutes.
Yeah.
And we won't do it. That's why I stopped working for certain lines. Now, the first one, psychic friends, was really, really, really a good line. That was a good line. That was the best of all of them I've ever worked for, but after that, I just won't do it, and that's why they told me I'm never going to work as a phone psychic again, so now I'm on the radio.
Well, someone approached me for a line, and I said no, because they told me I had to keep the people on for 30 minutes, and I said, I'm not talking a lot of nonsense to someone just to keep them on the line for 30 minutes. If I don't see it, I'm not doing it, and that's it. I'm not working for them.
Damn. Darn straight. Oops.
we just
don't do that.
That's wrong. That's when we lie with our gifts, they get tainted.
Yep.
And I'm not having my gifts tainted because other people would like me to talk 30 minutes of nonsense. No, I won't do that. sometimes I get readings that go on for an hour and a half, but then they really go on for an hour and a half. It's not like I'm making anything up.
Exactly. And also, too, not only will they taint the gifts, that we get hit with karma, or what the Bible would say is you reap what you sow.
Yeah, exactly. What goes around comes around. No. It's not worth the repay the price to make other people happy. No, sorry, no. Mm-mm. I don't do that.
No, that's not what we do.
I've been doing this too long to mess it up.
Yeah, me too. And I just don't think it's worth it. And these people sit there and say, oh, nothing's going to happen. I always love that. When they say, nothing's going to happen, you're being paranoid, you're being stupid. And next thing you know, wham. Okay, who was paranoid and stupid now?
It's when they least expect that it hits them hardest.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what we do with that. Are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
All right. Our next caller is 240-377-240. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Connie from Maryland.
Hi, Connie from Maryland. What can we do for you tonight?
Just any insight on what my next job will be?
What it will be or when it will be?
What it will be, but when it will be good.
Mm-hmm. I've got the when.
I got the when. I got the when. I don't have the what.
I got the when as well, end of January.
Yeah. I was looking more towards February, personally.
Yeah, end of January.
That's about right. Yeah.
But nothing on
it's,
the what?
No, not yet. I feel like you're going to be taking a step down, that you're going to get the job, to have a job for right now, and you're going to keep looking. Because right now, for you, the name of the game is to get a job. And once you have the job, if you feel that it's really not what you want, at least you have a job and you can look at some more. But
It's different to what you've done before. It's different to what you've done before. You'll do good at it, but it's like learning things. There's courses involved in it.
Courses?
Or orientation or something. I see something around it.
That's what I'm kind of getting. I'm not getting mine's still a little more vague. Mine's looking more towards February, maybe late January,
yeah,
February.
I'm getting end of January. I'm getting orientation or courses. I'm getting it's different to what she's done before. It's like a different direction. She'll be good at it, but I don't feel it's her niche. It's not her permanent niche.
Right. But it'll be a good stepping stone to get something else.
Yeah, that it is. Agreed. Yeah.
That's kind of what we're
reading. It'll be a different direction, but a good stepping stone for something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is it, when you said a step down, is it less money or just different duties?
A little less. It's going to be a little less money, but it won't be like a terrible cut. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like hundreds of dollars difference or something like that. It'll be a very slight difference, and I think you're going to consider it more like a little bit of a step down, but I think it's going to be very helpful on building a better stones or a foundation to a more permanent job that you will like and you're training for. Wow, that just came out. Seems like you're in training right now.
Yeah, there's orientation or something, definitely, courses.
Okay. But that's what we're feeling for you, so give us a call back and let us know how goes it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Connie. Have a good holiday
season.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, let's move on to the 312-432. 493-312. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, it's our pleasure. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
And your name?
Tina.
Tina, okay.
I was calling to find out when you see me working and if you see me buying my own place next year.
I don't see the own place yet.
No, I don't see it either. I see at least 2 years.
For that. But working. Why is everything happening around February and March? We're into the new spring power cycle by then, huh? That's what I'm getting.
More March than February, yeah.
So...
But the own place, I don't see it. The own place, I see at least 2 years from now.
Okay, so you're saying I'll find a job in February.
Well, you need to start applying. Getting those
I have been applying.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a tough season right here to apply because everyone's thinking about Christmas and New Year's and their days off. No, keep applying, but I would go into a new direction beginning January 2nd.
Okay.
If you can, physically. And I know a lot of companies go online, and a lot of companies don't like this, but sometimes you can get a really good response if you physically hand your resume to people.
Oh, well, the line of work that I do, you can't hand it over. Well, I don't know anybody to hand it over to.
May I ask what your line of work you do?
Well, I'm a financial analyst. I can go in the stores and apply. They always want everything online.
Online. Yeah, I'm just feeling that, that it's going to be somewhere January, February, because right now everyone's thinking about the holidays.
Okay, and is this going to be a permanent place for me?
Yes, I feel it is.
Okay.
I feel it's going to be permanent this time. Cammy, what are you feeling?
Yeah, it's permanent. It is. I'm just getting like March for some reason, but yeah, it's permanent.
Well,
I think maybe
time.
She'll be made permanent
in
March, but the word March keeps appearing.
Up and up, because I've been unemployed since ending of August, and it's been very tough. But
I know. Well, let me just ask you something. This is not intuition. This is just a question. Is there something you can do in the interim while you're applying for the job that you do want? Anything
right now,
you can do just to
like
make money?
Not really. I'm swearing off of agency work, and right now I'm actually taking some courses, you know, to get two certifications. So I'm working on that. I'd rather do that than to work for an agency, because working for an agency is not, I don't know. I've been there, done that. I'm not happy with that, yeah. It's just like people have preconception, no about when you come into the agency, they don't treat you right from the agency, not the agency itself. But then when you're working for companies, they feel like, oh, I can get rid of them anytime I want to. So they kind of like treat people anyhow they want. I've witnessed it when I was on my permanent job. My boss was treating people wrong. So I know how it works, you know. And so being on the other end, I know how it works. And so I really don't want to kind of like keep going with the agency anymore.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately that whole work thing is the nature of the beast. Most employers can get rid of you whenever they want to, but they expect 2 weeks' notice when you leave. But that's sort of unfortunately when you work for companies, that's literally the nature of the beast. But whatever you can do to keep yourself going, but we do see success for you. I'm sorry to say it's going to be later than you had hoped. But that's what we're reading right now.
I feel like it's coming, you know. I just want to stay positive and keep applying. Yeah, keep applying. Because there were a couple of jobs I was hoping to get like, I applied at an interview that was hoping to get a job, and I haven't heard anything back from these companies. One of them
it's
I know
the,
is probably no.
That's probably because of the silly, you know, it's funny how the world stops, America stops for, like, what, 3 days out of the year, Christmas, New Year's,
mm-hmm.
and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world stops for, like, months, you know,
yeah.
for those holidays, and that's, unfortunately, excuse me, that's what happens with these holidays. People are either on vacation or want to go on vacation or not really paying attention because they want to be on vacation. Or
yeah.
But keep the faith.
But it wouldn't inform anything that I interviewed for. It's something new, right?
I see new.
Okay.
Cammie?
All right.
Yes, new. Yeah.
But let us know. Let us know what's going on. If you want, call us back. We're on 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday nights, Eastern Standard Time. And we always want to hear back from people, see how things are going.
Definitely. I'll call you guys back and
please
let
do.
You guys know. Thank you.
That's
God bless.
You're so welcome. God bless you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I know if people wonder why I say that, why I ask them to call back, is that we really want to know. To us, you're more than some random voices on the phone. And let's go to our next caller for the night. It's 520-234-520. Are you there?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Lisa, and I'm calling you from Arizona.
Oh, hey. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, from now until the end of the year, do you see anything coming up as far as starting something new? Because as far as work, increasing my work, I've been out there really working hard to put that together for myself in different aspects, you know, different companies. And I've got my eye on one. I'm starting a process with one, and I just want to be able to start drawing money.
You're getting bad. Ellen?
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm
bad
sorry.
Again.
I was. Yeah, my voice is going and my coughing is increasing. So
this
is going to be our last
phone
call for the night.
Stretchy. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lisa, we're going to read for you, and then to the rest of the callers, we apologize. My voice is going and my cough is coming back, and I'm going to be coughing anyway. So, Lisa, you're going to be our last call. I know it was the darndest thing. I was sick all through Thanksgiving, too, and last week.
Oh, dear.
But that's
I'll send
okay.
You good energy.
I appreciate it. But let's see what we can do for you right now. Cammie, what are you feeling for the...
I don't feel
new energy.
Between now and the end of the year. I really don't. I feel it's after the end of the year. Like in the new year, new projects will come your way. But I don't feel anything right now. I'm sorry, I don't.
I feel
the beginning of the year, from beginning of January to end of February, there's going to be a lot of projects coming your way. Lots of things for you to do, and which you'll be successful in. Excuse me.
My goodness.
Mm.
Okay. Lisa, you know the good thing I felt like when you were talking to me is I just saw this big, bright, shiny sun. And to me, when I see that, I read that as fantastic new energy, new beginnings, and just raw power.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing it more towards like January, where everything you want is becoming into fruition.
Yeah.
I get a really good warm feeling in my tummy that my gut instinct is telling you you're going to be very successful. And
thank
you're going to get
you.
Everything that you need. Yeah, because I can just see it's like a bright, shiny ball of sun, fire, and that's very good. Can I ask you what your birth sign is?
A Virgo.
Virgo, yeah. Balance, mutable, grounding. Virgos are earth signs, and they're mutable, which means that you, unlike me, who's a fixed earth sign Taurus, you're more flexible in incorporating other ideas, and you like to search out other people's ideas and universal things and incorporate them to what you do, which is really good, and it's going to pay off because you're getting a lot of good positive energy, and you're giving out a lot of good positive energy.
Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And would you do us the honor and call us back in January and let us know how things are going with you?
Yeah, and I'm going to send you some of that sun energy for your coughing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is annoying. This is like 2 weeks already. Cammie was sending me energy. I get energy all over the place. It's just that maybe God wants me to shut up. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Tammy. You're supposed to say, no, no, he wants you to give your messages. Thanks. Sorry, that was sort of like a psychic joke. But Lisa, let us, I know, right? Let us know what's going on, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you, too. You both, both of you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well,
have a good night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that is the end of our show tonight. We're going to be on next Sunday. Hopefully I'll have my voice back intact and both of us will stop coughing. So please have a really great week. All of you in the northern states and, well, in Cammie's case, the northern territory,
No, I'm not northern territories. I'm just in Alberta, which is bad enough. North is territories
even
more cold.
No, I was thinking more north of our border.
Ah, yeah, I'm 3 hours north of your border, your Montana border.
And I want to thank everybody and have a great week, and we will see you next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all and good night.